hello, good day, good gosh. This is Lindsay, and tonight we are coming to you live from the beautiful Forgotten Failures Theater here in Hobart, Oregon. We've invited a cavalcade of working actors here tonight in order to celebrate the best of Forgotten Failures movie reviews of 2014.
Who's that I see over there? It's Paul Sand.
Oh!
The guy who kind of looks like Ray Romano.
Hey, Paul! Here with me tonight to host our show is one of Forgotten Failures' founding members, Mike D.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon.
How are you doing tonight, Mike?
Living large, is that what you say?
I think that's what you just said.
Living legal and large, sorry. Living legal and large.
All right. So, Mike D., why don't you start us off with our first category?
Five robust categories here for your enjoyment. First, out of all the movies that we have thus far released episodes about in the year 2014, we have assembled the following nominees for Best Set Design. First, Gloria the New York Madam from Frozen Assets for her design of the Chinese-themed whorehouse featuring no Chinese patrons or employees. Gloria the New York Madam from Frozen Assets for her rouge-themed redesign of the sperm bank. Mrs. Patterson from Frozen Assets for the castle house in which she lives with her son Newton Patterson. TGC Corp for the palatial CEO office of Corin Burnson's boss. And finally, Grace Murdoch from Frozen Assets for her design of the gazebo research station in which she reads books surrounded by birds and flowers. And the winner is Mrs. Patterson from Frozen Assets.
Come on up, Mrs. Patterson.
Mrs. Patterson could not be here today because she slid down a chute in her castle house and is imprisoned there in the dungeon.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, it happens.
How do people know about it and they're not helping her?
Well, they just can't drill through the 2-foot-thick walls of the castle
house. It's just too good of a castle.
They can only communicate through chute, and apparently she can't go up the chute.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Some sort of valve in there. Well, she'll get out eventually, but this happens.
Well, we'll have this award waiting for her when she gets back.
Or we'll throw it down to her if we can't get
her. Oh, sure.
That and the food.
Okay, so moving on to our next category. This is a bit of a combo category. This is Best Special Effect or Animated Sequence. And the nominees are Baby Sound Effects, Frozen Assets. Fog-Filled Cab of Truck, Frozen Assets. Yeah, that was a tough day on set. They needed to buy a lot of dry ice. Baby Handoff, Frozen Assets.
Now, this is the scene in Frozen Assets where Corin Burnson reaches into a crib.
Yep.
And picks up a baby. But actually, somebody hands him a baby. So they had to kind of hide a stagehand under that crib for that to work.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't just bend over and pick up a baby from a crib. That's a little too difficult.
No, you got to get some movie magic involved.
And our nominees, continuing, are the opening credits sperm animated sequence, Frozen Assets. That was a wonderful opening credits wherein sperm danced over everybody's name.
Yes.
And then impregnated the letter O in Frozen.
Yes.
It was very delightful to children's music, it seemed. And our last nominee is the Newton Patterson Sperm Cop Dream Sequence from Frozen Assets. This is also an animated sequence.
Yes, there weren't very many special effects in Frozen Assets.
Yeah. Okay. And the winner is Newton Patterson Sperm Cop Dream Sequence! Woo!
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, the sperm cops could not be here with us tonight because they are off in a fictional place fighting sperm crimes. But they do send their best wishes and their appreciation for this award.
Okay, our third category is Best Actor. Our nominees are Larry Miller from Frozen Assets as Newton Patterson. Garrett Graham from Frozen Assets as Lewis, the annoying bland boyfriend.
He was very good in that. He played a very awful boyfriend.
Well, usually the boring guy that the leading lady has to break up with to get with the male lead is kind of a bland guy, but this guy was actively annoying.
Yeah.
Third is Dal McKinnon from Frozen Assets as the stud of the year octogenarian.
Yes.
Who we all refer to as the grizzled old prospector. Paul Sand from Frozen Assets as McTaggart, the habitual sperm donor. And finally, the unnamed voice actor from Frozen Assets who appeared as Sid Singer over the phone. And the winner is Larry Miller as Newton Patterson.
Woo! Larry!
Larry Miller was unable to join us today because he forgot that he appeared in the movie Frozen Assets over 20 years ago and has never been reminded of it since.
This was his best performance that I've ever seen.
His best performance as a character who is not a crusty old dean or otherwise irritating authority figure.
This was, he was irreverent. All right, and moving on. Our next category, Best Actress. And the nominees are Shelley Long as Grace Murdoch from Frozen Assets, Jodie Goodman as Mrs. Patterson from Frozen Assets, Jennifer Lewis as Jomisha the Singing Hairdresser,
a double threat,
from Frozen Assets, Gloria Camden as Gloria the New York Madam from Frozen Assets, and Terry Copley as Peaches the Nurse Prostitutioner from Frozen Assets.
This is a strong group. This is a strong category.
And
there were at least five women in Frozen Assets.
There were. That was good. And the winner is Shelley Long as Grace Murdoch from Frozen Assets. Shelley!
Well deserved. Shelley Long was also unable to be here today because she is leading a troop of wilderness girls through the ravaged wastelands of Abu Dhabi in True Beverly Hills 2, The Squeakquel.
Ooh, I cannot wait for that one to come out.
Apparently, the girls in The Wilderness Girls are actually played by the same actresses from the original.
Oh, so they're wilderness women?
Yes, it's very similar to Sex and the City, too.
Oh, very nice. Okay, and our final category tonight, I'm so excited to announce the best movie of 2014.
Let's hear the nominees.
The nominees are Frozen Assets. And here, Mike, is the envelope. Yes.
Oh my God, the winner is
Frozen Assets! Woo!
And the writer of the film, Don Klein, who never wrote another movie, probably could have come here to accept this award, but we were unable to get in touch with him.
Yeah, he returned all of our mail. So I guess he didn't want this award, this beautiful award of a...
It's a plaque that says, I award you this award.
Yes. And also says Albania on it. They were cheaper. So that was our show tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes,
in the
really
Frozen Assets Theater in beautiful Hobart, Oregon. Can't wait to see you next year to go over our best of 2015. I'm hoping that we have even more and even better movies to choose from to award.
The choices will be relatively abundant.